It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone into today's Clay County Corner, coming to you live in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse, as we do each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. in the morning on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And once again, we've got a great show lined up. We're going to talk a little bit about the marble playing here for a little while, and Mr. Travis Cherry is here, and we may wander off on some other things, too. And also, I think Ms. Rhonda Elam's supposed to be here in a little bit, and we're going to talk about archery. So we're going to shoot bow and arrows and play marbles here today. So it looks like it might be a good, fun day. And let's see, we've got, of course, over at the high school, we've got spring sports going on, and at the junior high with baseball, softball. I think maybe the tennis team is active now. I'm not sure about cross country and some of that stuff. I think that's spring sports. I think we got some kids that participating in cross country, so we got a lot of things going on. And if you see the lights on down at the high school or out at the old baseball field here in Salina, that means there's a junior high activity or a high school activity going on in those places. So drive on down there and check and see what's going out. Now, if the lights are on the front part of it, it's a baseball game at the high school, and on the back side is a softball game. So you'll know which one you're going to go down and check out, but that's going on right now. And let's see, today, we do have some birthdays today after our machine was all messed up last week, and got some other things to talk about. I know a little thing going on this weekend. Willa's down here, they're sponsoring, having a karaoke night here this weekend. So if you want to come out and impress everyone with your vocal skills, come down there and join them this Saturday night. I know that they'd enjoy having a bunch of folks come in. And let's see, we've got... we got to do a little repair work on our courthouse. Sure, we had a piece of siding blowed off the cupola the other night during one of the storms, so looked like maybe Mr. Billy Walker is going to have to climb up there and do a little repair work up there. And let's see, we've got something we're going to be talking about here a little bit later on, too, is our health grant for planning of new sidewalks and maybe some walking paths and things here in the county. We'll get some folks on here in the next show or so to talk a little bit about that. But with that, I think I remind everyone that we'll be on again this afternoon or this evening at 6 o'clock with a rebroadcast, and that these shows are streamed on the Del Hollow Horizon site. And we'll go to a little break now. Before we do, we'll remind everyone that, you know, to get out and spend your money with all the folks that sponsor this show and help make this possible. And, of course, we'd like to thank the Clay County Chamber and also the Three Star folks that helped get all this started and have kept us, helped keep us going all these few years we've been here. But with that, we'll be back just in a minute. Might have a few things on today in history, and then we'll talk to Mr. Travis about the marbles going on. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a lot in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
and chill. Refrigerate food promptly. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, I said Mr. Travis Cherry is sitting here. But before I talk to him a little bit, I hadn't done a Today in History in a little while, so I looked through the site today, and I came up with two, three, four, five, six interesting things that real that I thought might interest and spur some folks thinking. Looking down through, in 1873, today is the day that the Revolutionary War actually ceased. I know the treaties and stuff were signed later, but all hostilities ceased on this day in 1873. And then another landmark piece of legislation was signed on this day in 1968. President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the 1968 Civil Rights Act, and another major stepping stone in American history. And then looking down on some of the things that are still kind of a little bit of a problem going on right now, in 1890, Ellis Island in New York was designated as an immigration station here in the United States. And I guess that was probably the only one for a number of years. The immigrants that came in from Europe, which is where most of them came from in those days, actually came through Ellis Island. And if you ever get a chance and you're in the New York City area, make a point to go out to the Statue of Liberty and take and the little tour that'll take you by Ellis Island to kind of see what those folks looked into when they first stepped foot in the United States. And then in 1900, the first modern submarine was designed and built by John Philip Holland and was purchased by the United States Navy. You know, we think of submarines as being fairly recent things, but in 1900. And then on this day, now I think most everyone is familiar with this name. In 1912, the RMS Titanic left Queensland, Ireland for New York City. On its maiden voyage, the unsinkable ship that didn't make it. It ran into a big iceberg, and I think about everybody in the world has seen that movie, so that's a familiar one. And this is one that I saw that I remember as a youngster growing up, listening to this radio station. In 1924, WLS AM in Chicago, Illinois began transmissions. And this is back in the day when WLS in Chicago and WSM in Nashville had AM stations that were capable of reaching from Chicago down to here. And then also the WSM, you could pick up, the truck drivers could still pick up the Grand Ole Opry all the way to Brownsville, Texas back in those days on AM. They had what was called a clear channel, which I don't know whether they even exist anymore or not, but this is back before FM radio became an important part of the broadcast system. And then I guess we might call him the first rogue president we ever had. That was Harry Truman. On this day in 1951, he fired General Douglas MacArthur during the Korean War. And if you think our present president is sometimes is a little unusual, get you some history books and some recordings of Harry Truman. Harry Truman was from Kansas. He wasn't a politician. I think maybe he had a dry goods store or something. And they kind of picked him to run under Roosevelt because, you know, they didn't plan on Roosevelt passing away. And they just kind of, they wanted someone that would kind of stay back out of the way and not cause any problems. But of course Roosevelt passed away and Truman became president, and Truman had a lot of the same type of language that our president now has. I know his wife, once someone said something to her about President Truman using some of the words he used, and he's talking, and the specific word was that he used the word manure. And Beth said, well, you folks should be glad. It's taken me 18 years to get him to say manure. there was a one-man play on Harry Truman. So take a look sometime in your history bus that really want to read about one of our most interesting presidents who won re-election against all odds. No one thought he had a chance, but he was a very, very colorful president. And then in 1961, the trial of Adolf Eichmann began. Adolf Eichmann was the fugitive from the Nazi regime who was finally captured, may have been down in South America or somewhere or another, and was taken back to Israel and tried for war crimes. And I think most folks are familiar with this name. In 1961, Bob Dylan made his first appearance at Folk City in Greenwich Village. And of course, Bob Dylan is still writing poetry and singing songs. And then a major happening on this day in 1976, Steve Wozniak released the first Apple I computer, and the world hadn't been the same since. Well, Travis, we've gone through history for the day.
Thomas, I've already learned a lot this morning, just sitting here listening to you. Thank you.
Well, Travis is here to talk to us a little bit this morning about marble playing, and I think we can say he's a roly-ho marble player, but over the past quite a few years, he's become, I guess, the specialist in a thing called the ringer marbles. Explain a little bit about that to the folks.
Well, ringer is the game, and I got started in ringer in 1992. Was my first trip to Wildwood.
And so who did you take with you that year? Do you remember?
Yes, I took Amanda Burns, Michelle Burns, and at that time, Wesley Thompson and Nathan Thompson.
Was Amanda the national champion?
She was national champion in 1992. No, I'm sorry. She won it in 93. Wesley actually went that first year from Thompsonville and won the whole fight. And I know, Nathan and Wesley was in the finals that year. And the director of the tournament said he hadn't seen the marble shooting like that in several years. So they were impressed.
I remember Amanda she went to junior high school down here in Salina, KA, and was a great little basketball player.
Yes.
I think.
Yep.
Her family, they moved to maybe back up to Berkeley where she was an outstanding high school basketball player.
She finished high school in Berksville. Yeah.
And I know if you want to look online, of course, there are actually some videos of the time that Amanda and these folks were up there.
Yes.
So very interesting.
It is, and it's a great tournament. You know, this has been going on 97 years in Wildwood, New Jersey.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the format of before we get into what's actually happening over Standing Stone this weekend.
As far as qualifying?
Yeah, and how you get there and what you do once you get there.
Yes, that's one reason they're having the tournament this weekend. We started this in 1992, and we have local tournaments, just like we're having Saturday, and you go through a tournament bracket, and whoever wins this tournament, we'll get to go to Wildwood, New Jersey.
Okay, and is this like, how many participants?
Oh, there's usually 30 boys and about 20-something girls, 26, 28 girls from all over the United States.
From here, how many folks are you expecting Saturday?
We'll be in the 20s.
Okay, and there'll be two champions there?
Yes.
Well, we're getting off on that. Let's get back to the setup of the national tournament.
Right.
When you first got there, what did you think about that?
I was really impressed. It's right on the beach. They have 8 cement courts. And they told me, heard about it, they said, you play on cement. I said, you can't play marbles on cement. But it's a painted surface, 10-foot diameter, and you'll have qualification Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The top 8 will qualify for the finals.
Okay, and that surface, I guess, would be kind of like this rubberized paint, or?
Yes, it is. It's a painted surface, not just
not just slick concrete.
Not slick concrete.
So, but you have control over your marble on that surface.
Yes, you can. And these kids that practice for 4 or 5 years, they put that backspin on there and shoot their shooter. They call her a shooter.
Yeah.
And you shoot 13 target marbles. The beginning of the game, you lag for the goal. See who goes first. And a really good shooter can actually shoot in, keep his shooter in the ring, knock 7 marbles out, and the game's over. It's like running a rack of pool.
Okay, and how are these marbles arranged there?
They're in a cross.
Okay.
3 inches apart.
Okay, I know when we played the Keeps marbles.
Yeah, we put them in a tight rack.
We put them in a
tight
rack, like a pool rack,
right.
A triangle rack. And so there's no points to do certain things. It's just go in there and dog eat dog and get as many out as you can.
Yes, and a lot of games, some of the kids that are just starting out, they may win a game 1-0 or maybe 5-2 or 5-3, but you knock out 7, the game's over.
Okay, and how long does it take to play this tournament?
This coming up Saturday?
No, the one up there.
One in New Jersey. They have preliminaries Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then the top eight will qualify for the finals Thursday.
And
so it's a four-day event.
How many other do we have other groups from Tennessee that make it up there? Or?
Not for a long time. Several years ago, there was a team out of Jackson, Tennessee, that they invited us down, and we kind of got them started. But they hadn't been back. It's mostly Clay County in Tennessee right now. Standing Stone is qualifying now. They're
Overton County.
Yes, and we're tickled that they're in too.
So we got 2 inches.
We've got 2 inches from this area. Yes.
And of course the group putting this on is the National Roly-Hole Marble Championship Group, which now includes and makes this part of their
agenda. Yes, we actually have ringer courts down here at the yard in Salina. And also, community's been great having, you know, raising funds as far as getting the kids up.
Well, you know, people my age, and I'm sure even your age, we can remember at Salina K-8 when we were in grade school that the infield of the baseball softball field was a great, big, huge ringer marble yard.
Exactly, on dirt.
On dirt, and of course, we played keeps, didn't we?
Yes, we did. We did the same thing in Moss. Some days I'd go home with a pocket full, next day I'd be busted. So that's kind of the way that worked.
And, and our parents discouraged that.
They did.
They thought that was maybe a form of gambling or something.
Yes, it wasn't encouraged for sure.
And I know, and in that, you know, a group of youngsters just gathered around the circle, and I guess everybody put in whatever, five marbles or something,
yeah.
And put them in a big triangle. Every hand you had, sometimes the triangle was a foot across, and then you roll toward the line to get to see who shoots first.
And that's basically, they have a lag line, they call it, in Wildwood, and whoever wins that lag is to go first.
Well, my pockets always came home empty, but I had a younger brother who was pretty good, so he would replenish my supply.
I played against him. He was very good.
And another one I remember is a lady who comes on here that on a radio show quite often, who was a tremendous marble player, and that's Miss Mary Lloyd Vanneau.
Really?
She filled her pockets full every day.
I'll have to ask her about that. That's good to know, yes.
And I know, and we also there had a roly-hole yard there at the elementary school.
Right.
And I think I remember having one at the high school over the years.
Okay.
But, you know, for a long time, it went away.
Yes.
And I don't know in how many years it's been since I've seen someone have a game of Keeps marbles anywhere around.
Keeps, I don't ever hear that anymore.
I know that, the roly-hole is now a national event, and it's had so much coverage.
Yes.
And I think Sean Hughes, I think he has a picture on his Facebook site of the 1980-something issue of the National Geographic came in here and did the story on marble playing here and had quite a write up on maybe Doug and Scotty McLaren
they were in that and they still make marbles.
I think Scotty's gonna come out of retirement here and do a few again.
Good.
I think Scotty told me that he actually went on a folklore tour with doing that for a little while.
I think he was
I don't know whether he was 10 or 12 years old at that time.
Oh, yeah. He was very good at making marbles, for sure.
And I know Kenzie Adams, I think maybe he got a little grant from the arts department.
I've heard that.
And someone is teaching him to make marbles.
Good deal.
So we're getting the interest up again.
And, he did that down here for several years. And then last year, the park board and fire board wanted us to have a tournament. So they had a tournament at the marble yard down here at the park, and he just took off.
Right.
And they played about every day and night.
And of course, I know over at in Monroe County, they've got the Marble Dome
I believe they call it the Superdome.
The Superdome. And I know there are some excellent players over there.
Yes, they are.
Of course, one I know is, of course, Ernie Hale.
Ernie Hale.
And I think Ernie's, 80 years
He's
old?
He's got to be 80.
So that means just down and play in the dirt.
So you never get too old to play marbles. That's right.
Travis, let's take a little short break. We'll come back just in a minute, and we'll talk a little bit more about the the championship coming on here at Standing Stone this weekend.
Sounds good.
Right now, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tweety, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. While Travis, we were sitting here while we were off air, and we threw out a couple of names at each other that we thought might deserve to be talked about, and that is his teacher out in Moss that built the first roly-hole marble yard at the elementary school out in Moss.
Yeah, Mr. Tim Racer, he got transferred to Moss, and we'd always played just keeps in a circle, and he introduced us to the roly-hole game.
And took and off out there.
It took off, and everybody enjoyed it.
Well, you know, the thing about that, you know, the regular marble area, there was marble yards, and I remember one of the better ones was one that Dumas Walker maintained up behind where he built his home.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere around those places, and it was an adult atmosphere.
Yes.
The youngsters, kids, I mean, you had to be an adult if you played marbles at the regular marble yard when the people gathered in. Now, the kids could slip in later and play just them by themselves, but it was a kind of a strange place. There were everything there from preachers to sinners.
Absolutely.
And there was no foul language.
Never.
Never an alcoholic drink or anything.
No.
No type of arguments or anything there. It was just a very, very wholesome place.
Absolutely.
And then over here in Salina, Mr. Larmy Holt, who taught in a number of places, and I know that one of the first things he did when he became principal here at the old Salina K-8 school, Salina Elementary School, was to build a roly-hole marble yard there.
That's great.
And we got lots of recesses when Mr. Larmy thought it was time for a marble game.
You know, and I watched him. I played with him and watched him play, and he'd have on clean clothes when he started, and he'd have on clean clothes, but he never had any dust on his pants. He always, I don't know how he did that, but he sure did.
Okay, the Youth Ringer Championships this weekend.
Yes.
Saturday, April the 13th at Standing Stone Park.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, any kid from 7 years old up to 14 can go and play in this tournament. This is an open tournament for any child from, and Overton County too. Overton County will have their champions, and Clay County will have ours. And they'll qualify, and whoever comes out with the wins that bracket will go opportunity to go to Wildwood, New Jersey.
Okay, now let me ask: are we going to have a shoot-off to see who the ultimate king is between the counties?
Probably no. I don't think we'll do that.
Well,
it'd be pretty competitive, but they'll
give them bragging rights for a year.
He could absolutely, my nephew is running Clay County. He takes kids to New Jersey now.
Okay, and I don't know, I'm sure you know approximately how much expense is involved now. And are there more than one, is there age classes, or is it all just that one conglomeration that you just mentioned?
No, there's a boys' division, 7 to 14, and then there's a girls' division, 7 to 14.
So, okay, so we're looking at not just one. And how many people follow you up there when you go, when you went?
Well, when we went, we'd take a whole caravan. We'd go from Clay County and then Monroe County, and we'd have a caravan. Nobody had a cell phone when we started, so we used CB radios, and that was a trip. We've had a lot of fun trying to stay in line and get there to Wildwood, New Jersey at the beach.
Now the expense of that. Now, approximately how much? Do you have any idea?
I'm going to say close to $700-$800 to get there.
Okay, to get there.
That's for a child.
Well, is there any chance that maybe the Standing Stone or someone's going to help sponsor?
They do. They have some, and then they have fundraisers. I know Brian's had cooks, you know, to raise money. Roadblocks. And a lot of the businesses here in Clay County helps too.
So it's, and I know usually, I don't think we've ever had any type of celebration, but now when this thing is over this year, we've got to have
a celebration.
And we've got to have get them back here on the radio and tell us all about it. Let the kids tell about their experience.
That would be great. We've actually had three winners from Clay County. Amanda Burns, Molly Reeser, and Logan Mayberry has won this National Marbles Tournament, which is... It's a big event.
It's big time stuff.
It's big time.
And and sometimes we back off and we think, you know, if you're not dribbling something or throwing a pass,
exactly,
that it's not a. But this is a big deal. I can remember the days when actually ESPN actually broadcast.
They did
this
yes.
thing live.
Yes.
I don't. They probably do now like ESPN Plus or something. Mm-hmm. I think they still do it.
There's a lot of reporters in New Jersey and Philadelphia area.
Uh-huh.
And they'll have people there, and it goes nationwide.
Yeah, and like I said, if we make a big deal out of it and get more kids involved
we
in
do.
It.
And the history of marbles in Clay County, you know, it goes a long way back, Thomas. You
mentioned
it further than I do.
You know, I don't know if anyone has ever came up with how roly-hole marbles got started. Or
I don't know either.
You know, it kind of reminds you a little bit of playing croquet with a mallet or something.
It does. It's got a lot of similarities to it.
I know it's a game that, as we said, it was developed just in this area here and nowhere else. And, you know, there have been variations. Some folks have tied it back maybe to an Indian marble game of some kind of
rhythm. I've heard that, too.
And it just looked like a whole bunch of people got together and looked like, hey, this looks like this would be fun to
do on
a Sunday afternoon.
It's a lot of fun, and I was still up to play. I've got an injury on my thumb, so I'm kind of out of marble plant business right now. But
I never could play a lick, but I had two brothers that would sometimes let me play with one of them, and I could even win one with them.
I played against Danny, and I always heard Radford was good, too.
I know that they were both good marble players, but I didn't inherit that at all.
Okay.
Well, Trapp, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. It's been a pleasure just talking about some things. And another thing, we got to get Travis back one of these days if we can find it. Of course, his parents own the Three-Way Inn out at Moss Forever, the iconic old grocery store. The building is still there. And if the tales that old building could tell, it'd be amazing. All the things that go on. I always remember one story that I was just a little bitty fella, and these two ladies came in, and Bill, he came by, and they were looking at a Baby Ruth candy bar or something or other. He looked at them, never cracked a smile. The lady said, I've got these on special today. They said, how much are they? He said, you can buy one for a nickel, or you can get five for a quarter.
I've heard you tell that story.
And each one of them, grabbed them five candy bars.
That's pretty good.
With that, let's close out this section. Thank you for coming by, and we'll get you back when we find out who wins this. Maybe Brian can come back with you next time.
Absolutely.
Schedule him a little time off.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Hey, it's been great having you here with us, and
okay.
Looking forward to seeing you again.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Well, I am going to take a little short break, and then get our next guest in, and now we'll go shoot some bow and arrows.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in...
tips for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Driving. I'm here. This is a good way to start the second segment. Rhonda Elam made it in, and she's got her driver with her this morning.
Yeah,
she says
I brought help.
She's been a little bit under the weather, but it hadn't hurt your voice any, has it?
No, I can still talk. They were kind of hoping it wouldn't take that down, but it didn't.
But you know, like I told everyone before, this has been kind of an interesting show. The first act we talked about marbles.
I was listening to that. I thought to myself how ironic it was you were talking about the youth shooter thing, and here we come in with the youth shooter thing too. And you know, that's one thing we found is Clay County's really blessed that they support the youth no matter what it is. I mean, it is anything we've ever asked for our kids, people have stepped up to the plate for us.
Well, you know, I live on the hillside up above the park, and I look over there all summer long, and you see all
the cars, animals
and all the little kids down there playing stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're there until the wee hours of the, well, not real late.
You are so blessed. Y'all are so blessed with one of the most wonderful parks.
It's great, and it's just a great addition to this county.
Absolutely.
And it's great to have all of the volunteers that work over there and help maintain it and do things. And the support that our city, county government provide for that, for a lot of the major maintenance and things like that, we are truly blessed. And I know we have the junior high now is once again using the old baseball field here.
Yes.
They're playing their baseball,
yeah,
and I guess their softball games.
And we're actually using it where my child plays here in the youth league. Some of those fields are utilized for practice with the youth league.
So, I mean, that is, of course, a very historic old baseball field. We actually had, you know, you guys can't remember when we used to have the so-called semi-pro baseball leagues here. That would include
teams here into the lineup, Jackson County, all the way up to Lamb, Kentucky. It was a Kentucky-Tennessee league that had some guys in there that actually went on and played a little pro ball.
That's cool.
And the summer baseball teams were usually made up with, a lot of times our team here in Salina would have college players from Tennessee Tech. And Lamb, their team usually was made up of players mostly from Western Kentucky.
That's cool.
So, I mean, there were some great, great baseball games here. But now, shooting.
Archery.
And I try to keep up with you guys on Facebook as best I can, and I know you've got some things going on. You've had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
You want to start out with a little recap of...
Why don't you tell what Tuckasee is?
Well, my name is Mark Elam, by the way, and Tuckasee is the name represents Kentucky and Tennessee because we're a border club. About half of our kids are from Kentucky, the other half primarily from Clay County, although we have some Macon County kids. We have some Cumberland County, Kentucky kids. And we are a youth archery program that tries our best to instill life values through shooting a bow. And we have approximately 80 kids on the roster now. We have probably around 50.
50 on our competition
teams. That are on our competition teams and active all the time. And we travel a lot and do a lot of tournaments with these kids, primarily all over the Southeast United States. And it's grown to the point to where there's probably a much better opportunity to get college scholarships shooting a bow now than there is through any ball sport that's out there. And I'm not knocking the ball sports. I love ball, but archery has become huge.
Okay, you know, and that's something a lot of youngsters don't really understand is, you know, they're all the time thinking of the dribbling or the passing the football or some of the minor sports in the past few years have provided lots of educational
right.
opportunities for lots of kids. But one thing, remember, don't bribe anyone to get your kid put on the
team. Well, yeah, no kidding. We actually, I mean, every week we hear from one of the recruiters going, hey, Kay, who do you have coming up? And we had, right before the national championship, at the national championship, I had a scholarship offer of $16,000 for one of our high school seniors.
Per year.
Okay, let me ask you this now. Why do you think the concentration of the talent in this sport is in this area? I mean, I know you got surely a you know, how did this happen, you know?
Well, first of all, you are sitting right in the middle of the national championship team. Clay County, Monroe County, our Tuckasee team won the national championship just a few weeks ago for our elementary division, and our high school division placed third. But I think, and Mark can chime in too, the concentration of why we have it here is because of the NAS program that started in Kentucky and Tennessee, and that was the school's archery program, and from there grew our program, S3DA, which is Scholastic 3D Archery. And from there, that we're the next step. Our kids shoot any kind of bows. They can shoot any kind of arrows. They're not limited. And from there, that's why we've grown. Also, our colleges here saw that growth and jumped on board, and you have some of the most powerhouse college teams sitting in Williamsburg, Kentucky, and Columbia, Kentucky, and Barberville.
Okay, now with that, let me read off the birthdays for today.
Okay.
Take a little short break, and we'll come back.
Yeah,
I forget the birthdays sometimes. Sometimes this little bird in my ear reminds me. But celebrating birthdays this week and an anniversary, we have Miss Cherry Ann Denton from down Hermitage Springs, who is celebrating a birthday this week on the 11th, and her friends and family called in to wish her a happy birthday. And also Miss Wani Craighead, who's celebrating her 55th birthday on the 10th, and her cousin Tammy called this one in. And then also have an anniversary, Philip and Shirley Jennings, celebrating a happy anniversary to them and from friends and family. And also Miss Tammy Russell celebrated a birthday this past week. And so we'll draw out a number here after a while, and we'll give someone one of these gift cards for over to Dairy Queen, and they can take that over and trade it in for an ice cream cake. And remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. And just speak slowly and clearly, and it doesn't hurt to repeat the name, because sometimes the first of a recorded message gets clipped off, and it, you can't understand it, and try to contact someone if we need to do that. And with that, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Need to be a wash in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Because I don't want to lose.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, I know we've got a big event coming up here this weekend. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure, be happy to. We are, Tuckasee is hosting.
No, wait just a minute. Now, the traditional thing when you put something together with the two states has always been Tentucky now. We always
yeah, but I got to name it. And our first year jerseys were blue, just so Matt Adams had to wear Kentucky blue.
So you put... Kentucky first. But no, you didn't use the first part of the name.
I did use T. See, it works out.
Go ahead.
That's fine. Tuckasee is hosting an ASA qualifier this weekend at Donaldson Park here in Salina. And ASA is a national organization, Archery Shooters Association. And ASA primarily functions in the southeast United States. It goes as far north as Metropolis, Illinois. Everything else goes from there down to Paris, Texas. Have tournaments in Illinois and Kentucky and Georgia and Texas and Florida, or Alabama. Foley, Alabama was the first one. But the tournament this weekend is a qualifier that people shoot, and it qualifies them to be able to shoot in the ASA state championship, which will be held later this year in, really holding that one, Rhonda, at
Frankfort and at Cedars of Lebanon.
Yeah, Frankfort, Kentucky for the Kentucky one and Cedars of Lebanon for the Tennessee one. That Cedars of Lebanon is a great, great, great place to shoot. We had
Tuckasee was the one that opened up Cedars of Lebanon.
We sure did. We started that one last year and cut all the lanes. But we're expecting probably well in excess of 100 shooters this weekend. Honestly, it could be 2.5 or 3 times that. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, if y'all can hold the weather off, that'd be great.
It's supposed to be a little windy, so you better...
Rainy.
And rain. Put an extra pound on the string.
Amen. But that The range or ranges that we have at Donaldson are just second to none. It is absolutely a fantastic place to shoot. And a lot of the people that shoot all across the country, they'll come to the ranges here at Donaldson and say, these are the best ranges that we've ever shot. They'll compare with any ASA range anywhere.
And, you know, we have great news on Donaldson Park. I know you guys are real aware of it, that the city of Salina, they're in the process. I don't say the final paperwork maybe hadn't been finished yet.
We had not heard it got that far, but, man, we are happy.
But it is. Of course, a lot of folks don't realize that the Donaldson Park is under the auspices of the Corps out of Cordell Hull, not Dale Hollow.
But I'll also tell you this. The Corps has been amazing to work with us. I mean, they've said, you know, pretty much whatever you need to do, you do it. And we put in our forms, and they've been great to work with.
You know, for a number of years, you know, all local folks all, you know, kind of thought of the Corps as an elitist group and kind of picked on the local folks. But the past few years have been a tremendous change. And also, I know we're working, and we've got a meeting next Thursday, I believe it is. We're on a health grant that is looking to build a walkway from here up to Donaldson Park.
I saw that in the paper.
And lots of other plans for sidewalks. And of course, the city, if and when they do take the park, they're going to make, you know, some changes. And maybe things like clearing part of that walkway off where you can see down to the river when you walk around through there. And I know there's things like, you know, improving the boat ramp down there. Mm-hmm. There's even been some talk of RV parking areas and just, you know, turned it into a major recreation area. And it's a great place now and beautiful place to walk if you've never walked that path. It's not really easy to walk, and I hadn't been down there since all the rain.
It's great compared to some we've been on.
I hadn't been down there since the flash flooding, but I know it's a beautiful
place.
We were
concerned when the flooding happened, but we walked it the other day, and it was amazing how good a shape it was in. All of our lanes were still there good. Well,
so I've got to get down there.
Well, here's the perfect time, Saturday.
Well, like I said, you know, this is Rod Run, but I'm going to try to make it back on Saturday.
Yeah.
But I know we were talking earlier about the national team that won.
Yes.
And I think maybe you have a spot where you can tell us about them.
Yes, the national team members. And, of course, it was a voluntary thing for kids to go. And our kid, we kind of call them the travel team, but this is the elementary group that went. And first, Reese Adams, I also want to talk about. Reese Adams was tied for the first place in the nation. There were three boys that were tied for first place. And they had a shoot down in front of about 1,000 people. They had to sit there and shoot down. And he ended up with a third-place podium, which we're really proud of. Other team members are Kason Deckard, Ethan Hume, Whit Keselowski. Sorry, Whit.
Keselowski.
Isaiah Burnett, Nixon Melton, Cord McLaren, Warner Melton, Katie Elam, and Jace Hood. And those are the elementary members. And then I also want to give you the high school members. And in between that, I want to talk about the in the middle school division, we actually had a girl that finished in the top three, and that's Brinley Bartley of Tompkinsville. And she was the top finisher in the elementary division, or middle school division. And our high schoolers, Mark, I can't find the picture. I'm having to go off picture so I don't miss anybody. Hold on just a second.
While she's looking, I'd like to, and Rhonda and I both would like to extend an invitation to anybody that would like to come and see the tournament this weekend and see what's going on. Feel free to come down Donaldson. They'll be shooting Saturday and Sunday both. We'd love to have you come down. We'll show you around, give you an idea of what's going on, kind of show you the ropes. The only thing that I would like to ask is that if you walk on your own, kind of pay attention to where you're walking, because there will be arrows flying through the woods, and everything, the unsafe areas will be roped off. So just kind of pay attention to that. The trails that people would normally walk with the cooperation of the Corps of Engineers have been closed.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
Well, I was going to ask you about, you know, if a group of people, you know, wanted to maybe follow a shooter around.
Absolutely.
Is there a way they can do that?
Absolutely.
Where they can safely walk as they...
Right. And of course, it's the outside trail that we're using this
right.
time. So if you just stay on that outside trail, you're fine. I never will forget one of the first times we were down there, and we have what we shoot is 20 life-size foam animals, and it might be from a hog to a mountain lion to a deer to anything, and we had them all laid out, and there's 3 African animals, and this lady comes through and she says, where'd you get those in Clay County? I was like, these not all are all from Clay County. But it was one of the ladies was walking through. I think it was Miss Elsie Garrett that came through one day. She said, you have scared me to death.
Of course, Elsie would do that.
And I said, why is that? She said, I come around the corner, and there sat a mountain lion looking at me. So we're very, very blessed, and we love people. We love people to come, and my kids really love because they get to show out and introduce people to the sport and tell them all about it and kind of show them what it's all about. So please, anytime from 8 to 2, actually it'll probably go a little bit longer than 2, on Saturday or Sunday. Looks like Saturday morning may be the best. Come on up. We're at the small shelter, and let us know, and we'll put you with a group. They usually go out in groups of 3 to 5. And we'll put you with a group and let you walk with them. It's exactly 1 mile around there.
Okay. Got any extra things going on there?
I was going to do my high school team now that I found it.
All right.
Okay. And I think there was a couple that had left before this. But Colton Thompson here from Solana, Will Dotson, Devin Brooks, Ella McLaren, Hunter Tunstall, who actually is from Winchester, Tennessee, and drives up here. Brett Niffley, who is actually from Clarksville, Tennessee, and drives up to practice. Bailey Elam and Ellie Emerton are the high schoolers. And we actually just finished our first regional tournament, and this is set up. We have 6 regionals across the state, and it's not like basketball. You only compete in one. You can travel and compete in as many as you'd like. And there are some of our kids that will compete in all 6. But we went to Old Hickory, and our high school team went first place. And I can't even tell you how many podiums we had and how many wins we had, because believe me, when Tuckasee comes to town in the orange and blue uniforms, they know we're there because we're the largest group. And we the last 3 times have taken first, second, and third, so we've swept the whole category.
A lot of familiar names, as I said, that are involved in other, sportsman activities. I know you mentioned Will there. I know Will is involved in shooting, and I know Bree is. I know I think Bree has won some big time things.
Big time
with the shotgun shooting.
That's Ella.
Ella, excuse me, not Ella, but the sisters.
Yes,
yeah.
They are my cousins, but I get them mixed up.
And I'm going to try to do the middle school team. I don't have a picture of all them together, but Bree McLaren is one of those. Of course, Brindley Bartley that I mentioned, Eli Burnett, Hayden Adams, Eli Rich, and I feel like I'm missing a couple, and I'm sorry, guys, I don't have a full list with me. But as you can see, it's just really mixed, about half and half, and we're maybe just a little heavier on girls than we are on boys. We're pretty proud because they are awesome kids.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, the steadiness, you know, what's involved in making a good shooter?
That's we could talk for a week about that. So I'll try.
Give us 4 or 5 minutes.
I'll try to condense it as much as I can. It's primarily about focus. It's, you know, the mechanics of shot execution. We can teach that, and we can teach that to most anybody. The focus is something that they have to work on their own. And you know, Rhonda and I have both shot for years and years. We've got a pretty good background on what it takes, and we're extremely blessed with a group of parents that is very supportive and helpful. And then again, we're extremely blessed that Clay County has been as supportive as they have been of this program. And I'd like to take a second and thank Clay County for all that they've done for us. It's really incredible. They've been behind us every step of the way. And we thank you for that. But, yeah, it's the dedication. You know, in order for a kid to be successful in this sport, they have to be dedicated to it, and they have to practice. it's not like baseball or football where you have to practice it every day. But they have to practice it on a fairly regular basis in order to keep the muscle memory. And then have, you know, parents and coaches that are supportive. And we certainly have the parents that are supportive, and we're appreciative of them. So,
you know,
the mental game is 90% of it.
Well, you know, I tell folks that all the time. I coached for a number of years, and people would ask, you know, what the most important part of the physical body of playing was, and I always say from the shoulders up.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing.
It's a very specific procedure that if you follow, your shot's going to execute. But what we've been working on is if you have a bad one, you got to let it go and work on the next one. And that was one of the things we talked to our teams at Nationals. And those middle school words or names I read off, that was the ones that went to the Nationals, not the ones that are actually on the competition team. But when we got there, I said, because with that one, if you don't shoot a perfect round, you are not going to podium. You are not. There's no way. But how a team wins is whether that kid misses one or two, or if that kid misses 10 because they got tore up because they missed one. And it's a cumulative score of top five team members. So the team is won on if you have a bad shot, you keep digging.
Right.
And if you let yourself fall apart, that's how you lose. And that we also, our kids were also the indoor state champions in elementary and high school division, and we will complete the 3D season by June the 8th. We're hosting, or the Tennessee S3DA is hosting that in Waverly at Buffalo Ridge. And then we will have the outdoor state. So there are actually three disciplines that we shoot.
What about our fall tournament up here, our big tournament that we had up here the past few years?
That was actually the state, and that's the one that will be moving to Waverly.
Okay, so we're not going to get that back then?
No, they actually...
They don't want to give you all home court advantage and you win, too.
Anyway, wherever we travel, we pretty much have home court advantage.
Yeah.
But that was another thing with TWRA. We have just been given a sizable grant from TWRA for the Tennessee S3DA-wide that's doing equipment. It's helping pay for coaches certification. And most of all, it is partnering with our program to provide help and facilities. And they actually, Matt had went to the Buffalo Ridge and talked with them, and they were like, you know, we could take the kids back to this range. And Matt's like, great, we'll just ferry them back on wagons or something. And the guy says, no, we'll just cut out a parking lot back there for you. Would that be okay? I mean, it's been whatever we wanted, and we are so excited about that new partnership with TWRA.
Okay, where do you practice?
Our indoor practice is at the old Dollar Store building
okay.
here in Salina.
I wonder if that was still your...
And we maintain that facility throughout the year.
We were going to rent it for 3 months when we started. We've been there 2 years.
And our 3D practice is actually at Matt Adams' home and the little farm that he owns at Oak Grove. And we keep a range set up for the kids that is really, really close to what they would shoot in any competition as far as... sunlight and shadows and clouds and wind and rain and uphill, downhill, side hill type shots that really prepares them. That's why our kids do as well as they do when we compete elsewhere is because they have really good practice facilities to prepare them for that situation.
Okay, I got a little voice in my ear said, we have been
okay,
here about
Randy,
an hour for the Clay County
talk.
Corner. And before we do that, though, I got to do my little drum roll here. And the winner of our birthday and anniversary prize today look like Philip and Shirley Jennings. Happy anniversary. Go over by the Clay County Chamber and pick up a gift card there, and you can go by and pick up your cake. And I want to ask you, is there any thought maybe having pop-up targets where they're walking through the woods and...
We actually used to shoot pop-ups. We actually held a tournament in Tompkinsville at the fairgrounds. I don't really like that for shooters because it makes them shoot too quick. And, I mean, Eli Rich is a perfect example of, at the national tournament, we have 4 minutes. Hush, Randy. We have 4 minutes, and he let his last arrow loose at the 1 second mark, and We want them to take their time. So
okay.
No problem.
All right. I just thought I'd throw that. Thank you guys for being here this morning. We've had a great show this morning, and if you'd like to listen to it again, 6 o'clock this afternoon, and you can find it by this date, I believe, on the Del Hall Horizon site. And with that, I guess this time we shut the doors here. We've got all the livestock put back in here, and we will see you again next time here on Clay County Corner, WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we see you again. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.